All right, I'm going to start
Blog
it right here.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is your messenger for this time, Apostle Armstrong. And it is very interesting. Today I'm having dinner with my mama and a friend from California. And I just happened to look at the time, and it is 5 o'clock at this time. So today will be short. And we will talk about God's will. Talk about what that means. Now, hold on a moment. And I have to go out here to do, I have a radio ministry at 5 o'clock. So I have to go out here and do it right now. That's why I got to do it. All right, I am back. And we are going to a place where I can sit and do the ministry, and we can have a conversation. Now, hold on one more second. Well, I'm back. And we are dealing with God's will as a topic. And what we look at for us is apply ministry. We're not talking about, we're talking about apply. And we sit and think about what is God's will? And my position is that God's will for me is different from God's will for you. So how do we know? Or how do we find out what God's will is? One, we have to read God's word. Read it. Pray. And ask the Holy Spirit to lead you into all truth. And when you begin to do that, your eyes will be open. Whenever I did it, I concluded that God's will for me is to work with the youth and work with the elderly. And if I look back over my work history, that's where I always have been working with those two populations. And we sit long enough and be still and be quiet, we can hear what the Spirit is saying to us. Whenever you also think back, those of you who were taught the Lord's Prayer, then that will help you to understand as well. You were taught as a child, and that prayer encompasses everything, protection, provides and everything. Whenever you sit there long enough, what does it say? Who you worship and who you bow to? Abba, Father, that he's in heaven. And whenever he says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And you think about it, his will. What did Jesus say his will was? In, I think, Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, 39, Jesus made it clear that the Father is to worship him in spirit and in truth. And you are your neighbor. You worship, don't worship your neighbor, Third, you are to care for your neighbors, you care for yourself. And now we look at, apply that to the world today. We see the world is turned upside down. We see nobody, it's all about individualism, not about reaching out to others. You got the red states, blue states, you got the Republicans, you got the conservative Republicans, you got the non-conservative Republicans, you got the Democrats, you got the progressive Democrats. And if you go and you look at the religious system, where it's structured, you got all these different denominations. Nobody wants to talk to anybody else. So is that love? Is that what God's will is? As you begin to look at the fruits from all this stuff, you see what God's will is. And that would be God's will for a nation, God's will for a company, and God's will, a company is a people, and a nation is a people. So as we think about all of this, and if God's will for you, what is, just think if that wasn't your will, just think what would be going on in the world. Each one of us have a purpose. And you can call your purpose God's will for you, God's purpose for you. Think about it. And whenever you apply God's word to our daily living, situation and circumstances, we're able to put our heads high when other people walk with their head down. We're able to find joy and peace and hope in the midst of trials and tribulation. I just want us all to just think about this. Think about based on the written word, not the word someone has defined and told you what the word says. Because that word is different from different people. But the source of the word is the same. So one of the things I just want to think about between now and next week, if you have a question, talkingdrums12@gmail.com or send me an email directly, wllarmstrong3@gmail.com. You see, as well, there's not one that's based on color, not one that's based on what he knows that is good for what he created. I just thank y'all for this short time today. And I was having dinner with my mama and a friend from California. And I came to see the time. And I broke away so I could at least greet you. Thank you for listening. Let us pray. Oh, my everlasting creator, we give you thanks and praise. And you can hear the people back now. That's where I am. I thank you. I thank God for you. Let the Holy Spirit go ahead of us. In the name of Jesus. Amen.